I'm Phil Nee with a look at WRCO Sports. The athletes of the month have been recognized for the recent days from Richland Sports Medicine and the Richland Hospital. The girl athlete of the month, J.C. Maxwell, a junior at Ithaca, who is a three-sport athlete, but nominated for her leadership in basketball, scoring a total of 149 during the month of February, averaging 16.6 per ball game. Senior Devin Iam of the Ithaca boys basketball team was recognized as a co-athlete of the month. He was selected first-team all-conference for the Ridge and Valley and also became the all-time scorer in Ithaca basketball history with 1470 during the month of February. And Grant Matthews, a senior at Riverdale, who has finished off his high school wrestling career now with a second-place finish at state. That makes him a three-time state place winner. And that's an example of great leadership on and off the mat, according to his coaching staff. Again, Devin Iam and also Grant Matthews of Ithaca and Riverdale, respectively, are the male athletes. And J.C. Maxwell, a junior with Ithaca, was recognized as the female athlete from Richland Sports Medicine and the Richland Hospital. Riverdale softball will return to action with a game at home against North Crawford on Tuesday, while Riverdale baseball is slated to travel to Lafarge. Also on the schedule for this week, Weston baseball will open up with a game against North Crawford. River Valley baseball will be in action coming up tomorrow when they play at Columbus. Richland Center softball, it appears, has moved its game from tomorrow to today with Royal, a non-conference game that will get underway at 5 o'clock. And the Richland Center baseball team is on the road playing in Kentucky this week. Here is head coach Ryan Lemke, who talked about how they will manage pitching.
When we're down there, to not overdo it with guys, right? Those games are great. It's awesome to get wins and when you go on these trips, but ultimately it's what matters when you come back to Wisconsin, and our arms are in good shape and we're healthy and we're ready to continue to pound the strike zone, and that's what we need to do. You know, we have those games in Kentucky, and then the Monday after spring break, we play Mauston up at their place, and then that Friday, Valley comes to town. So it's go time almost immediately, and all about the Kentucky trip's all about getting ready for that next Friday game, and conference play opens up.
The Hornet baseball team on the road this week. Well, yesterday it was quite the comeback for the Brewers. Kristen Yelich led the way with a first career pinch hit home run.
Here's the 2-2 pitch. Yelich, a high drive, deep right, down the line, fair, and gone! Kristen Yelich, a three-run blast. And the Brewers have come all the way back in the eighth inning. It is 9-7 Crew.
That helped complete a three-game sweep of the White Sox in the first series of the 26th season. Milwaukee had trailed 7-3 before putting a sixth spot on the board in the bottom of the eighth. Gary Sanchez also had a home run for the winners. Jake Woodford got the win in relief, and Trevor Miguel nailed down his first save. The Brewers open a home series against the Tampa Bay Rays starting tonight. Elsewhere yesterday, Tampa Bay was a winner over the Cardinals, 11-7. Cincinnati, 3-2 over Boston. Texas beat Philadelphia, 8-3. Kansas City, 4. Atlanta, 1. In the American League, Toronto, 5. The Athletics, 2. Baltimore, 8-6 over Minnesota. Houston, 9. The Angels, 7. Seattle, 8-0 over Cleveland. And in the National League, Washington beat the Cubs 6-3, Pittsburgh 4-3 over the Mets, and Miami got the win against Colorado. More now on that Brewer victory, courtesy of the Brewer Radio Network. Kristen Yelich talked about the swing that got him a home run.
I was just trying to put a good swing on something, you know, in that situation. We had the tying run on third base, so I was just trying to hit something hard, have a good at-bat. You know, homer was the farthest thing from my mind, but kind of just got a mistake pitch up and you know, ended up being a homer.
And he talked about being a pinch batter and that approach.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those days, you know, if you don't start the game, you know that a situation like that's always a possibility. So you kind of spend the whole part of the game, just getting yourself prepared and ready for that, taking swings in the cage, making sure you're getting loose in the weight room, staying locked in with the game, following the spots where, you know, you might hit, because it happens fast, you know, and you can get up there, you know, in a situation quickly. So you want to make sure that you're ready to go and prepared. And, you know, I was talking to, you know, Murph and Lehner throughout the game, like, hey, this might be a spot, that might be a spot. And then, you know, guys put a ton of great at-bats together earlier in that inning to even allow me to be in that spot. And I was kind of able to just finish it off there at the end.
And here is manager Pat Murphy.
This is kind of what we want to create here, is that we're never out of a game. We're not giving up. We're just, we're going to continue to play. And we know we're only a couple pitches away, no matter what the score is. What was the worst score? 7-2, right?
7-2.
Manager Pat Murphy at his post-game conference yesterday. Again, the Brewers open a home series against the Rays tonight. You can hear the action on WRCE, FM 107.7, and AM 1450. The Bucks lost for the 10th time in the last 12 games by a 127-113 score against the Clippers Sunday. Giannis Antetokounmpo and five other players who have accounted for significant minutes were all absent. Gary Trent Jr. scored a season-high 36 points. Milwaukee had only 8 players available, and that was down to 6. That was after A.J. Green and Yuzman Jing fouled out. The Bucks host the Mavericks coming up on Tuesday. A 4-3 Saturday win over top-seeded Michigan State returns the Badger men's hockey team to the NCAA Frozen Four. Senior Ben Dexheimer scored the winning goal just 24 seconds into overtime. His team had trailed 3-1 before a final period tally. The finals will be played April 9th and 11th in Las Vegas. Wisconsin meets North Dakota first. And Wisconsin women's basketball coach Robin Pinkton tells reporters that defense and rebounding will be critical when her team plays tonight. The Badgers meet Columbia in the semifinals of the Women's Basketball Invitation Tournament in Wichita, Kansas. 5 of Wisconsin's last 6 wins have been by less than 5 points. Some wild ones yesterday in the NCAA play. It was a big basket with 4/10 of a second left by Braylon Mullins that lifted UConn over Duke, an eventual astonishing 73-72 victory. Mullins made a shot from well beyond the 3-point line. It's the second straight season to end in a huge collapse for Duke, which was the top overall seed in this year's tournament. In the other game yesterday, Michigan was a winner easily over Tennessee, 95-62. With sports, I am Phil Neave.